India has cautiously welcomed Pakistan's new pledge to crack down on terrorism. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has already backed up his words with action. Pakistani police have rounded up hundreds of suspected militants just days ahead of a scheduled visit to the region by U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
This is one of the largest crackdowns in Pakistan's history. In the past 48 hours, police have arrested some 1,200 Islamic activists, sealed hundreds of offices, and closed several bank accounts. Most of those detained belong to the five militant groups now banned in Pakistan. The police sweep followed a landmark speech broadcast this weekend by President Musharraf. During the hour-long speech, Musharraf minced no words in his criticism of religious extremists and the so-called Kalashnikov culture they've spawned. Musharraf outlined a vision for a new Pakistan, or rather a return to the old Pakistan, the moderate, modern state envisioned by its founder, Mohammad Jinnah.
Islam teaches tolerance, not hatred. Universal brotherhood, not enmity. Peace and not violence.
In its 50 or so years of independence, Pakistan has struggled to find the right mix of religion and politics. Many Pakistanis believe that in recent years, the pendulum has swung too far in one direction, towards a theocracy where religious extremists, or so-called jihadis, set the national agenda. Not far from Pakistan's subdued capital, Islamabad, is Rawalpindi, a bustling city where donkey carts and taxis compete for road space. Most people here, like Murtaza Ahmed, a driver, say they fully support President Musharraf's crackdown on religious extremists.
We are a Muslim country, but we need to walk with the rest of the world. And what these jihadi organizations were doing in the name of jihad, that was not real jihad, and that is not real Islam.
But across the street at the local mosque, opinions are mixed. Under Musharraf's new orders, mosques like this one must register with the government. Their loudspeakers can only be used for the call to prayer, not political sermons. The madrasa, or religious school attached to the mosque, must revise its curriculum and screen its students more carefully. People here say all of this is fine with them. They say they have nothing to hide. But they caution Musharraf not to go too far in his effort to transform Pakistan into a completely secular state. Yasir Guzar, a college student, is quick to point out that the country's official name is the Islamic Republic of Pakistan.
Politics and Islam can never be kept separate because our constitution is in the name of Islam, so we cannot keep politics and Islam separate.
Some of Pakistan's religious parties have criticized Musharraf's speech. They accuse him of acting under pressure from the U.S. and India. Khurshid Ahmed, vice president of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, took exception with Musharraf's claim that some Pakistanis are exporting jihad.
Islam is not holy war. Jihad is not holy war. Jihad is either defensive or for a just cause when you are fighting tyranny, when you are struggling for your independence against occupation from outside forces.
Ahmed says President Musharraf betrayed his country by attempting to appease India. But that view is not shared by a majority of Pakistanis. Most people here have nothing but praise for Musharraf's speech, a speech that seems to have eased tensions with India. In particular, people on both sides of the border welcomed Musharraf's call for an end to the Kalashnikov culture in Pakistan. Even the country's many gun dealers, such as Mansoor Ahmed, say enough is enough. I can always take up a new line of work, he says, fondling a double-barreled shotgun, but we need this terrorism to end. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.